big statement from Coach.
Great Ivy League, great atmosphere. It's what I've been selling for 4 years, that there's not a better value than going to a Columbia men's basketball game, Ivy League game. It's just, it's great. And it's great to see our guys play well with that kind of crowd. And I thought we did a great job on a really good team. So I'm really proud of our guys.
Coaches, questions for Coach or players?
Steve, how did it feel to go out there kind of in the first half? You sort of teared up after you didn't play anything.
Yeah. No, it felt great, obviously, of course, you know, and Coach gives me that confidence to go out and shoot the ball. You know, he calls me a home run hitter, and just to go out and kind of, if I'm open, shoot it and make some plays. And it felt good, you know. I just kind of started feeling good again, and it was nice to do that.
Steve, would you, if Kobe had given you the ball in the corner with a minute left, were you going to pull it?
Of course. If I'm open, I shoot it.
Alex, you got 20 points last game from Nico Lauf. Today you get 17 from Steve. What does it do for your team when you guys, does it take pressure off you when like they're shooting well they haven't?
It definitely helps. Yeah, I guess you say it takes a little pressure off, but I mean, I'm not worried as much about scoring. I know we're a team, we're a really good team. We have guys that can score, we have a lot of talent. So, you know, Miko played great last game. He still played well today, and then Frank was just on fire today. And I've seen that before. I saw last year against Harvard, and when he's on fire, you just kind of let him go.
Yeah, more Sunday games.
Yeah. More Sunday afternoon. That's
more
my
Sunday
day.
Games. But definitely it feels good because, you know, it wasn't anything wild. Like in practice, if you come to practice, I mean, he does very similar things. So it's kind of stuff we've seen. And everyone just, you know, was playing together today. So I'm glad we're able to find Steve for more shots.
Alex, I mean, part of it is they went 9-22 from the free throw line, but they also only made 16 shots today. So what were you guys able to do defensively to kind of bother them?
I thought we stayed really sticky, especially when Sears had the ball. The first half, he got away with a few, but in the second half, we did a great job on defense. We're staying, containing them on defense. We don't want them to get any easy drives or dump offs. And, you know, we know that their strength is more inside as opposed to outside. So we thought we did a great job helping out our bigs down low and making sure, you know, we kind of made Sears or someone else give up the ball and make other guys make plays.
How do you think you guys were able to escape down the stretch?
I think we hit, you know, we were waiting for like a nice three to knock down in the second half. And we finally got one and kind of put us over top. But he had one, you know, and I had a few that I missed in the beginning. But I think we kept playing consistently, you know, on defense, you know, like you're saying. We were staying sticky, making them throw the ball out. And then we stayed within our offense, you know, the whole time. If we keep running it, you know, things are going to turn out of it, so.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, there's a couple hustle plays that really made a difference. Isaac got the offensive board and threw it out to Frank. That was the backbreaker. And Corey had a big offensive tip out, too. That those I know what those are. We've been on the other side of those sometimes. Those are key plays. And we did a good job.
And, Coach, during that, was it easier for you guys to focus more on the series about that second
draft? We would have played it the same way, but, yeah, they obviously didn't have a bullet in their gun that they normally have. But I didn't think of it until right now. But my
On the same vein, you guys were without Grant. Given that, how big is it, especially having Steve step up like that?
It's a great luxury to have. You know, a guy, he broke his, you know, had wrist surgery and took him a while to get back. But it's kept, we preached three things in this program: having a great attitude, great work ethic, and the guys that really want to be here. He never pouted, never hung his head, and good things happen for those guys. You don't know. And we got some guys, got some other guys that haven't got cracks too. They're pretty good.
Coach, early in the game, you had a very unique lineup in. Just wondering if we're going to see that again, or
which one was it? With Boss involved?
There's involved.
You know, this league, people don't realize, is that there's a style of play that's unique. There's like five teams that play very much what we call smash mouth basketball, where they play two posts. And we got some guys that will fare well in those games, like Zach and Connor, and even Chris McCumber. But Chris McCumber had mono. And we have somebody, they're just young puppies, and so it was good. Connor, he's been really coming on the last 6 weeks, and it's hard. You don't really want to throw guys out there when you're playing for titles. They're like, hey, get your feet wet, but his fight or flight response is great, and he gets a physical presence, and he can grab a ball, and he's only going to get better.
Two more guys. Kyle, I mean, this is crazy stat, but this is the first time in 5 years you guys have swept the Ivy League weekend. What does it mean for the program and kind of where you're going?
I think it's great. I think it's, you know, people that have followed the program stay true, seen that game play out where it got to six, and we're stalling out a little bit. There's no secret there that we've missed a few in a row, and then we finally just broke through. I think it's confidence comes from, you know, these two guys. We don't know. Alex was here during the 2 years ago. He was a freshman. And, had one of my worst moments as a coach in the locker room afterwards. But Alex, those three things, great attitude, work ethic, guys, if he really wants to be here, really wants to be a player. And he's stayed the course, and it's really great to see guys grow that way. So I think it's just confidence. We know we're pretty good at home. We know we feel like there's an expectation that we should win if we play well.
Anything else? Coach, 17 wins now, most in 35 years. You guys are 6-4, 3 games back of Harvard, so realistically, tough shot at the Ivy title. But first pro season appearance in the modern era. Is that on everybody's mind?
You know what? Dartmouth's on our mind. I already spoiled the surprise. But really, it's those questions of like really, I tell it, partly because I've been through it before, trying to get, we were at St. Mary's trying to get, you know, you get excited like, hey, this gives a chance. And you got to really focus on really possession by possession. We have some goals, like actually one of our goals we hit tonight, it was get a home sweep. Man, that home sweep. I said, before you start talking about championships, I said, you're going to have to sweep at home. And we had, we still have 2 sweeps in our minds. We still feel good about that, but we don't. So it was good. It was really good. It's hard to do.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats.
Make it easy.
I don't even come out.
Hell yeah,
we're gonna see that. Yeah, I was gonna say. There was that one, and then there was one a little earlier.